The 2018-2019 theater season is underway, and theater critic Michael Bourne is back off-Broadway this time with a long-overdue revival of a classic inspired by a classic.
After the artistically revolutionary and commercially spectacular triumph of the musical Oklahoma, Rodgers and Hammerstein were uncertain what to do next together. So they worked for a time apart. Rodgers reunited one last time with Hart. Hammerstein created a unique musical of his own, Carmen Jones, adapted from Bizet's opera, Carmen. Hammerstein transplanted the opera from a Spanish cigarette factory to an American parachute factory. He transformed Spanish soldiers into American soldiers, black soldiers of World War II. He wrote vernacular lyrics, as Hammerstein was especially known for, to some of the most famous arias in all of opera. Famous even beyond opera. Back in the 50s, before even hearing the opera, all the kids I knew the Toreador song, although we sang the lyric, "Toreadora, don't spit on the flora, use a cuspidora, that's what it's for." Hammerstein's lyrics are much more dramatic. And Bizet's bullfighter, Escamillo, became Hammerstein's boxer, Husky Miller. Carmen, nonetheless, maybe even more so, is a femme fatale. Annika Noni Rose now plays Carmen in a tight red dress, a beautiful and destructive succubus, in the first proper revival of Carmen Jones in the 75 years since Hammerstein's musical premiere on Broadway. Classic Stage Company, artistic director John Doyle, directed with minimal scenery and props, as Doyle is especially known for, depending mostly on the extraordinary cast shifting equipment boxes and a parachute as a canopy, shifting characters with quick changes of a jacket or a dress. Clifton Duncan plays Joe, a soldier enraptured by Carmen. He abandons the girl back home. He deserts from the air base. He kills a sergeant. And at the climax, cruelly rejected by Carmen, with a last embrace, he kills Carmen. Same straightforward plot as Bizet's opera, but with romantic and violent emotions erupting from the wonderful melodies of Bizet's arias. Nonetheless, beautifully and powerfully and minimally orchestrated. Classic Stage Company always reconfigures the theater seats, and for Carmen Jones, into an intimate square with the audience virtually inside the full tilt operatic voices of all the singers. For all of Doyle's matter-of-fact stagecraft, Doyle's Carmen Jones is as grandly operatic as Bizet's masterpiece. For me, a great first show of a new New York theater season. Now playing only through July 29th, off-Broadway at the East 13th Street Theater of the Classic Stage Company. I'm Michael Bourne. Thank you.